South Sudan has freed prisoners of war as clashes appear to abate between North and South after cross-border fighting that threatened to tip into all-out war. Sitting on some of Africa's most significant oil reserves, Sudan and South Sudan have been unable to resolve a dispute over oil revenues and border demarcation since the South gained independence in July. Nearly all oil production has now stopped, and the border fighting in contested oil-producing regions has grown more intense, prompting China, which has economic interests in both. The International Red Cross completed the repatriation of the 13 Sudanese prisoners of war this morning. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Alexandra Matyevich Moziman, the ICRC's spokesperson in Khartoum, about the operation.
We're talking about South Sudan and the facilitation by the ICRC of the repatriation of Sudanese prisoners of war. Perhaps you could talk to me about how this came about.
The International Committee of the Red Cross facilitated yesterday, and the operation was finished this morning, the repatriation of 13 Sudanese prisoners of war back to Khartoum. These people were handed over yesterday to the ICRC colleagues in Juba, and were subsequently accompanied by ICRC delegates as they traveled from Juba to Khartoum via Cairo. This morning at around 3:30, they were placed in the care of the representatives of Sudanese government here in Khartoum.
Were they in good condition?
They've already spoken to their relatives and to the press, and they are fine.
With regarding the situation, there's obviously been increased fighting between Sudan and South Sudan in the last 2 weeks. How has it been with regard to the ICRC doing its job with this security situation?
The ICRC is concerned about the escalating clashes between Sudan and South Sudan that have been taking place recently. We would like to call on all the parties to respect international humanitarian law and its principles. And in particular, we have requested access to all persons detained in relation to the conflict by both parties. And I would also like to clarify that in the situation of armed conflict between two states, the ICRC is entitled to visit prisoners of war. There are a humanitarian mandate based on the Geneva Convention.
The Red Cross has also visited prisoners of war in South Sudan as well, hasn't it?
We have visited prisoners of war in South Sudan, yes.
Regarding what the ICRC is providing with regard to prisoners of war, what is it that they need?
The purpose of our visits during detention is to monitor the detention conditions of persons held in relation to the conflict and to ensure that they are properly treated. We usually register them, take their names and details down in order to keep track of their whereabouts, to prevent disappearances, and to be able also to inform their families of their fate. If necessary, the ICRC can provide the detainees with clothing or, for example, hygienic material, soap, sleeping mats, shoes, mosquito nets, depending on what is needed and the detaining authority may not be able to provide. But perhaps one of the most important things for the detainees is the fact that the ICRC offers them an opportunity to send family news to their families, to their relatives through the Red Cross network.
The Egyptian government has played a part in this.
The Egyptian government also facilitated this repatriation. The repatriation was actually done under the auspices of the Egyptian government, which also provided for the transport to Khartoum.